everyone. Welcome to Love Talk with Kira, where we discuss the 50 ways to love, the do's and don'ts of dating in today's era, where we also discuss sex, fetishes, and going deeper. So stay tuned. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Love Talk with Kira, where we discuss the 50 ways of love, the do's and don'ts of dating in today's era, where we also discuss sex, fetishes, and going deeper. Today's episode is episode number 90, where we're going to discuss that you got caught by your wife basically cheating on her with someone else, okay? And does that mean that your relationship's over, or how do you handle this? Like, what are you going to do? Okay, think about this. It's very important. All right. So you got caught cheating on your partner or your wife with someone else. And how are you going to handle it? And what are you going to do? Okay. These are great questions to ask. This is stuff that happens to people on a daily basis. And as unfortunate as it is for me to explain that, it's the truth. Okay. So you guys all know that I speak the truth. I also want to say thanks to each and every one of you for your continued support. I appreciate you and you're super fabulous. So sending love and hugs in the beginning. Also, do not forget to think about what we're discussing, okay? And pass it forward. Pass it on to everyone and have discussions about this type of thing. And I mean, I think the more that we all discuss it, the more that we all get together and are able to share all of this information with everyone, the better. I mean, when you think about it, I did my Love Life campaign, and all of a sudden, you know, like Matthew Hussey, he wrote a book explaining the exact same thing that I wrote, you know, that I explained, and all of the being healed and healing people, you know, he is doing that now too, you know, like so many of the number one love dating and relationship coaches. I'm an advisor, so I give the advice. I don't have to, the difference between me and them is I don't have to, like, they're the number one love coach. I'm like a number one love advisor. I don't have to follow up with you. I give you the advice, but I don't have to go to each and every individual and follow up on what it is you're doing. As a coach, you do. Does that make sense? That's the difference. So that sets us apart. I can see that, you know, they're doing really well with the information that I provided, and that's fantastic. So congratulations to each and every one of you. I think it's fantastic for all of us to learn from one another and to be able to share all the information that we have to provide to everyone around the world, because honestly, it's a global situation. There's not one country that is not going through similar or the same types of situations. Does that make sense? Like, we all want to be loved. We all want to love someone. We all want to be able to be healed and live a happy life and to love life. Okay, like I always say, love life. I've said that for several years, okay? Even have my own products for it. So be inspirational and encourage other people to want to heal and to, you know, live their best life and to love life again, okay? And that's different to each individual. The thing of it is, though, is in this specific topic right now that we're discussing tonight, is if you're cheating on your spouse, okay, and they catch you, all right? So, I mean, are you going to be able to save your relationship or not? I mean, this is serious stuff, you guys. Like, some people can actually bypass all that and say, yes, I will deal with it. I'll handle it. But are you really handling it? If you're the person that's been cheated on, are you really handling it? Like, how do you think you're handling it? Because a lot of times you say you're handling it, but mentally you're not. And most people handle things because they're like, oh, it's about finances. What am I going to do? How am I going to do this? Like, our whole life's going to change. Or what's going to happen to the kids? Like, all these what ifs. The thing of it is that person, your partner, just killed your entire relationship. Like, there is no relationship anymore. You don't have one. That's what that is. You don't have a foundation anymore. Okay? So, you want to talk about rebuilding a foundation? I mean, should you? In my honest opinion, I'd say absolutely not. Not at all. Now, I'm not going to tell anyone what to do. You're going to make your own decision. And you're going to make your own choices on your own. And not because you went and asked your friends and your family. Because someone else was like, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. You know what? You make your own choices. You don't go and ask your family. You don't go ask your friends. You don't go decide, you know, oh, well, so-and-so said I should do this. No. People are going to give you advice like I do. I give you advice. Coaches are going to give you advice. They're guidelines, everyone. Every single thing that we speak is a guideline for each individual situation. And each individual needs to take responsibility for their own choices in life. So you listen to advice that we provide, and we provide phenomenal and exceptional advice, okay? And that's important to understand. And myself, I would never steer anyone in a negative direction. I'm not going to speak for any other coach or advisor. I'm not going to even go there because I'm not them. I know that the majority of people really want to see success in others. At the same time, the people that I know do. At the same time, people that I don't know, I'm not going to sit there and say I do. I'm an honest person. I speak the truth, right? So I practice what I preach, and that's it. You know, some people just speak and they have no truth in it at all. They're doing it for money and ratings and stuff. They have no clue what they're even saying, and nor do they practice it, nor do they care. So it's important for you to understand that you have to get advice from great people. And I'm one of those people, along with a lot of the other people that I learned from. If I hadn't learned all this information from these phenomenal people, I wouldn't be able to give it to you. Does that make sense? And I think the more people we can reach, like I keep explaining, the better our entire world will be, okay, in every country. And so when you think about that, I mean, that's huge. This is so substantial, and it's so important. So when you feel like you've gained some knowledge, you know, recognize myself, the people I've listed, also anyone else that you've learned from, recognize everyone and explain that to other people so they can learn also. Does that make sense? Some people are afraid to share information with others because they're like, well, what if they think that I needed to listen to this, but I didn't, or I don't want them to know that. I needed some help with this, and I went and I reached for help and got it. You know what? Then that's your ego taking over and your insecurities taking over and showing the fact that you're not capable of standing up for yourself or caring enough for yourself or loving yourself enough to know that what you're doing is phenomenal. You know, listening in to stuff like this is actually fantastic, and it shows that you really want to be happy in life, okay? Then that's extremely positive. It's not negative in any way, shape, or form. Most of society has been taught that when you are trying to better yourself and you're listening to other people that are explaining how to do it, that you're a weak person because you listened to someone else explain how to do it. But you know what? When you're in sports, the coach teaches you how to play the game, right? So it's the same thing. The advisor gives you advice on how to go to school, right? So this is the same thing. You know what I mean? Like, they're only guidance people. They're like a guidance counselor. We're here to guide you into living your best life. and having the best experiences in life and how to get through traumatic situations in life. Like, if you cheated on your partner, well, what made you cheat? You know, what were you thinking? And is your partner going to take you back? Like, should they take you back? And, you know, when you make a detrimental decision like that, like, I don't know. I mean, a lot of times it festers in people's minds so much that they finally explode and say it to their partner. And when they confess it, it's like a big bomb exploding in their partner's face that they weren't ready for. No one's ever ready for that bomb. And at the same time, or explosion, at the same time, it happens on a daily basis. The people go in and out of relationships every day, all day long, and they always will. And even if they were married for 20, 30, 40 years, 5 years, 10 years, 1 year, whatever, dated for a month, it doesn't matter. Does that make sense? Like, it happens all the time, period. So the thing of it is, though, the longer you've been married, the less you've ever dated, and you have no clue how to. And so it's great to listen in to the dating advice and know how to get back out there. And when stuff does happen, because we are in a new era now and a new decade where things are not the same as they were back in the day, you know, depending on what era you were born in. And it doesn't matter. We'll always continue to be this way in every single decade and era. That makes sense? So it will always recycle itself into the same situation. So it's always important to take what you're learning and utilize it. Okay, so if you did cheat on your partner, why did you cheat on them in the first place? Like, what was the breakdown? Find out what's the breakdown. If it's you, the cheater, that has just a broken human being, and you need to go back to your childhood and realize what it was that broke you and start healing from that, then that's what you need to do, okay? And there's steps involved in that. And I talked about the healing process, okay? That's important too. Like Matthew Hussey, he's been discussing this too, Lewis House as well. You know, you have to go back and heal. If you don't heal and you don't forget, then you don't progress. You stay in the stagnant mode. You're never gonna move forward and progress into the best version of yourself. You're always gonna stay into the worst version of yourself at that point. Does that make sense? So you have to understand that it's important to get through the feelings that you go through with breakups and the resentment, the hate, the resentment, you know, the vengeful feelings, and it's the sadness. And some people go through the depression, and then you start to come out of all that, and you're like, gosh, you know, I can't believe I allowed myself to, like, feel that horrible through this situation. Like, was that person really worth all my energy like that? I mean, the amount of energy that we give of ourselves to others is just unimaginable. Like, people don't think about it that way. We don't think of how much energy we actually give to others of our own. And a lot of times people base their own lives and their life purposes from being with another person instead of from being yourself. Does that make sense? And so when I explain things, I'm like, you have to love yourself enough to be strong enough to get over somebody that is not worth your time anymore. Does that make sense? Like, they're not good for you. They wanted someone else. They went and got with someone else. Obviously, even if they did it when they were drunk or they did it when they didn't care, you know, I mean, they didn't care, basically, is what it comes down to. You were not worth their time. And so it's up to you if you're going to give them another chance or not. That's up to each individual. Sometimes it can work, and most of the times it doesn't. It will always, most of the time, come back and blow up in your face, and you'll always throw it in that person's face. You'll never trust them again. there will always be that one instance. There's going to be something that you don't trust. Does that make sense? They're going to reenact some stupid thing that they did when they cheated, and you're going to be like, bam, you're cheating on me again, regardless if they are or not. It's because they weren't trustworthy in the first place. Does that make sense? So that's their problem. Honestly, they're the ones that broke the trust foundation. So honestly, you need to take responsibility and ownership of your own choices and leave. Or you can continue the BS cycle of you getting upset about them repeating their cycle of cheating. Okay, that's you not taking, if you stay, it's you not taking ownership and your part in staying with someone who's constantly cheating on you. Okay, so when you catch someone cheating, honestly, in my opinion, I would say the relationship's over. All right. Now, there are people that are like, well, we weren't in a committed relationship. You know what? Honestly, people need to stop doing that also. I think if you're just dating and stuff like that, fine. Whatever. But you still need to open up and say, we're dating and we're able to date other people. Because if you're not saying those words, you know, then technically most people are going to consider you as just you guys dating each other, and that's it. You should have the discussion. I always say that you should date exclusively in a relationship. But a lot of people are so terrified of saying the words. You know, most of them are like, well, I'll just show you that you're the only one. But and then when they think the grass is greener somewhere else, then they're able to randomly go and do that. But so are you, though, at that point. And they can't say anything either. So in so many ways, they set themselves up for it to happen to them. So remember that, guys. When you do that, you know, you just only set yourself up for the woman that you're with to go randomly do whatever she wants to, and you can say a word about it, nor can you slander her or make her feel belittled or nothing. Because, well, it's a boomerang effect. Whatever you do comes right back to you. You know, it is what it is, exact science. So think about this. It's your karma. Stuff always comes out anyway, but you know what? If you're getting to know someone, it's taking time, and you guys are trying to figure each other out, and you're really in love with each other, then, you know, then continue to try to work it out, you know. But honestly, if someone is cheating on you and you know it, I would suggest that you just walk away, you know, and leave the relationship. It's not worth staying in, not for the children, not for your finances. You're teaching your children to live in an unhappy, unhealthy lifestyle, and that it's okay to cheat and that it's acceptable, and, you know, they're going to take you back anyway, so whatever. You know, you can do it as many times as you want, and there's no consequences. So does that make sense? You have to think about the consequences and the ripple effect that each choice you each make has on your partner and the rest of your family and the kids, what have you, even the pets. I mean, it goes deep. And the thing of it is a lot of people are not interested in anyone else's feelings but their own, and it's all about them, and it's all about their life, and you know, it's not. It's about everyone involved. And each time you're with someone, you have to remember that it's not just you. It's you and that person. And then the whole family. Does that make sense? But at the same time, the whole family doesn't decide who you're with. You decide who you're with. It's just that when they meet the whole family and, you know, you cheat on them, now you just created a chaotic situation with them, you and the entire family. Does that make sense? So don't do it, basically. Don't cheat on them. I mean, it's that simple. If you're that frustrated with your relationship, then just break it off. Does that make sense? A lot of people give in to temptation and to lust, and they cheat, and then they're so remorseful afterwards. But no, they're not. No, they're not. Because anyone in the right mind wouldn't have done it in the first place. This is just how it is. You can say you apologize. That's fine. Say you apologize and move on. But don't go overboard with the BS. Because it's just a waste of energy and time. And you know what I mean? Like, you can't take back what happened. It is what it is. So move forward. Either you're going to stay and move forward and let it go, or you're going to and not throw it in everyone's face and start fresh, or you're going to break it off completely and start fresh with someone else. Okay, think about that. Find someone cheating on you, your partner cheated. I mean, how do you handle it? That's how you handle that. All right, if you want to go to couples therapy, fine, go to couples therapy. But I'm telling you, the majority of people, you can drag them to couples therapy as many times as you want to. It is not going to help either of you if both of you are not actually wanting it and really, really wanting and caring about the therapy itself and really going in deep into what the therapy actually means and what it's helping you with. If you're going into it like, whatever, I'm just going because she wants me to go. I cheated on her. Who cares? Whatever. Now I have to go to freaking couples therapy. Are you serious? Like, what? Okay, if you're that type of person, then get rid of them. Get the frick rid of that dude. Get rid of her. Get rid of them. I mean, are you kidding me, everyone? Like, get real. Relationships are not a joke, and people's lives are not a joke. And I know that people think they are, but you know, most people that are on drugs or you know, that overindulge in stuff, they especially think stuff is a joke, and especially when you're younger. You know, in the last couple eras, think everything's a joke and everyone's entitled to all this BS. No, you're not. You know what? People need to own up to their part and what they're doing and how they're mistreating people intentionally with every intent of mistreating them. Or if you are mistreating them and they're explaining it to you, then you need to listen to what they're saying. At the same time, if you're a narcissist, you don't blame someone else for your mistreatment when they have not done anything to you because you're being called out on your issue. Okay, I mean, seriously, that happens too. It's like, just because someone else explaining to you what happened doesn't mean that you get to randomly go back and say, retaliate and be like, well, you made me do it, or I only did this because it was your fault, you know, or you didn't give me this, so I went and did this. No, you chose. Everyone has a choice. And you don't get to go back and lie about stuff that someone else didn't do to try to create a situation from someone else to make it seem like you can show all your friends that this happened instead of what actually happened, okay? And you don't get to keep your partner from your family and keep your partners from, you know, your friends either. It, like, people just need to be able to be themselves and be open and honest out in front and public and in closed doors and not have to, you know, act like everything's hidden. Everyone should be acting the same in public and behind closed doors. Okay. That's always speaking your truth and always being open and honest with one another. Okay. Very important. But if someone's just cheating on you randomly, I mean, honestly, you just, in my opinion, I would tell you to just leave them. If you caught them especially, then, I mean, how many more signs do you need? Okay, a lot of people are always looking for signs, but you don't, there's your sign right there. Okay, so consider all this, very important. So I'm going to inspire everyone to consider taking ownership of their part in their relationships and the communication process involved in it. You know, getting to know your partner, you know, what your needs, wants, and desires are, because that's so important. And like I said, they always shift and change throughout time, and you never know. And you just take the time to listen to what they're actually saying. I know I've listened to a lot of people. I know that I've explained certain things to people, and it like goes in one ear and out the other. But it's hard, in my opinion, for people to understand. Like, I don't expect people to understand on my level, because my level is so extremely up at the top. You know what I mean? Like, there's no way. It's impossible for anyone to understand my level unless you're on my level. Does that make sense? And most people are not, because they have not wanted to be there, and they have not done any work whatsoever to be there. And nor would they randomly do that. And unless you're someone that does what I do, does that make sense? And study the same people that I study, then you're like, okay, then that's people I collaborate with, right? When I discuss these types of things, I don't expect everyone I go and see or date to know what I know, you know what I mean? Or understand 100% what I'm explaining right away, because that's ridiculous. And it's impossible. And so I don't expect everyone to be able to understand that and to do that and perform that. At the same time, I do expect them to listen and to agree to try to understand and learn, so that, you know, you can have a great, healthy relationship. Otherwise, what's the point? Like, who the heck wants to be with somebody that wants to just be a complete jackass? Jerk off. No one. Okay, so, I mean, really, it'd be like me, like, hearing you speak and being like, why are you talking to me? I'm sorry, what? Oh, you're in a relationship with me, but what? Well, shut up. Like, shut your mouth. Stop speaking. You know what I mean? Like, come on, everybody. It would be that foul. Like, that's how you come across if you don't listen. And I'll call you out on it, because I'm like, I'm always listening. So, because I care. If I'm with you, then I care. You know, if I'm dating someone or in a relationship with someone, I care. You know, I authentically care. And I want to make things work. But I will. If I say I'm going to walk off, I'll tell you that. And I'm like, I'm fixing to walk out. You know, if things are going bad, and then I will. And I'm like, peace out. You know, I give so many people so many chances, and I'm like, bye, Felicia, you know. So it is what it is. At the same time, if I see someone's trying to work it out and trying to make a difference, and we're both trying to be, you know, on the same page with one another and create a good foundation, then I will work on that. Does that make sense? And stay. But if I notice you're not, and you're just one or nine, you're just a jerk off, and I'm like, uh-uh, I don't think so. And nor would I expect anyone else to, you know, take off either. I mean, it's just ridiculous. There's a lot to relationships. It's not simple, everyone. I know people think, oh, it's supposed to be so simple and blah, 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 blah. You know what? Yeah, it's simple in the beginning, because you're like, oh, you're so hot and you're so cute and blah, 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 and beautiful. And I'm like, you're on this lustful stage. But then reality kicks in, where you're starting to think about, well, do we get along? Or, you know, could you be like a best friend of mine? Or are we going to mesh outside? Or are you going to be triggered because I do what I do for my job and you do what you do for a job, and I'm going to get triggered by people around you, you know? Or with any insecurities, how are you going to handle them? Are you a cheater? Are you someone that randomly cheats on people all the time, you know, and then you have an issue with that? Does that make sense? Are you willing to go out with somebody that is like that? or not? You know, that's a question everyone has to ask each other as well. And are you going to allow someone to manipulate you into thinking that it's okay to cheat and you both get to cheat? Well, that's because you both don't even care about each other. Like, you guys, like, psychologically, you're stating you honestly don't mesh with each other at all. You're just there for probably financial reasons at that point. I mean, you have a connection that anybody, obviously, anyone could have at that point, because you wouldn't give your partner away to anyone else if you really liked your partner. Does that make sense? Think about that. That's important. There's a lot to consider. But if you're cheating on someone and they catch you cheating, I mean, I'm going to expect you to leave that person. I'm not going to expect anyone to stay with them. In order do they deserve to be stayed with? If you decide you want to stay with them for whatever reason, that's on you. You know, you take full responsibility for your own choices. Do not go to your therapist. Do not go to your family members. Do not go to your best friends. Do not go to your coworkers. Don't go to anyone. Advisors, asking them for advice on what you should do at that point. What you should do is what you decide to do, and that's what's best for you, and you're going to suffer any consequences that are negative, or you're going to gain fantastic consequences for what you've chosen. Okay? Period. You don't get to ask everyone else to make up your own choices, and then you get to blame them for getting you to talking you into making your own choice. Now, you get to decide what you're going to do on your own. So you're going to be strong enough to stand up for yourself and love yourself enough to walk away from a jerk off, or you're not, and you're going to stick with the jerk off, and he's going to repeatedly keep doing it to you, and you repeatedly go through the same cycle of you know, being upset and hatred and animosity and anger and sadness and depression or what have you that you end up going through, all the different phases until you get over it, and then time goes by and then you're okay for a while, and then they do it again. It's like as soon as you're okay, they do it again. Or you leave them and then you could jump into a relationship with somebody else because you're sad and lonely, and they're like, oh, she's sad and lonely, let me go help her, you know, and then they end up being an abuser also. Okay, so when you see the signs, you need to recognize what they are and stop sticking with them, okay? But at the same time, you have to get to know the person to understand the signs from them, because a lot of people hide their truth. And that's why I always say be authentic in the beginning. And be your real self in the beginning, okay? And a lot of people misjudge people in the beginning as well, and they don't understand who the person really is. And some people walk away from some of the greatest people in the world. They could have probably had the happiest family life in the entire world, but they misjudge them right away because they were taught to misjudge. Does that make sense? And so they don't even understand that they were taught that way, and they just do. And then later on, they're like, dang, why did I do that? You know, some people come back and some don't, but some people come back and it works, and some people come back and it doesn't. But, and you know, some people never go back because they're scared to be like, well, I jacked that up, so I'm not even going to try to go back. When if they did go back, it could have worked, you know, or if some, it wouldn't have. But at the same time, people can't make up their own choices. And so their choice is to not do anything. And that's a choice, okay? And that's noted also. It doesn't help anyone. It truly doesn't help anyone to get in a relationship with anyone that they actually care about. But if someone, you know, told you they despised you on every level of humanity, then do not ever go back to them. I'm going to explain that. That's just absurd for anyone to even consider it, okay? because you might get hurt. Some people nowadays will hurt you. And so to save you that type of situation from happening, like, they'll put you in jail because you came back. Does that make sense? Like, don't go back to people like that. Okay? Like, anyway, it is what it is. If you've been caught cheating, you know, you need to understand what it is and the situation, how to get through it, how to understand why your life choices got you there and how to get through it. And that your life will be better in the end regardless, you know, because honestly, we all learn from our mistakes, right? Without mistakes, we wouldn't be better people. And so you have to understand it that way, because not everyone's a bad person, and people are human, yes, and people do cheat on each other, and then they're like, dang it, I can't believe I just did that, and blah, blah, blah. And yeah, people sometimes are incapacitated and they do that. But now, why did you go out and put yourself in that situation to where you were incapacitated and you were able to cheat? You know, like, what if that was your partner that did that to you? Would you appreciate that? No. You know what I mean? Like, no, you wouldn't. So you have no ground to stand on. Like, you have nothing to say, but I apologize. Will you forgive me? You know, I'll spend the rest of our lives explaining how much and showing how much that I do care about you and I want this to work if that's what you truly want. Sometimes it's a sign that you cheated because you don't really like that person in the first place, or you would have done it. Does that make sense? Or you misjudge them, or you listen to your friends talk you into it. And so that's another thing too, is maybe your friends are pieces of shit and you need to get rid of them. Honestly, you are who you hang out with to a certain degree. And I mean, I stopped hanging out with a lot of people because once I found out who they really were, I was like, absolutely not. That is not who I am. I do not like what you're representing, nor do I think like you. And, you know, I'm this way, and this way, and I'm nothing like what you would ever describe me as, nor what you are, and I don't want anyone to think I am, and so I leave you, I just cut you out, you know what I'm saying, especially if you talk anyway about me at all, I'm like, peace out, you're gone, period, and I don't care, I could care less how you feel about it, because you didn't care how you or what you said towards me. Does that make sense? So I have zero tolerance for BS from anyone. I don't care. But I'm that type of person. I have enough self-worth for myself, and I don't care if someone else doesn't like me. That's not my problem. It's your problem. I'm here to teach people how to elevate themselves and how to become a better version of themselves and love themselves enough to have enough self-esteem to leave someone who they really don't want to be with. You know what I'm saying? So think about that. It goes so much deeper, you guys. There's so much involved in all these relationships and stuff like that. Like I said, there's so many of us around the world that discuss the same things in similar ways and in our own ways. And I'm glad that I have, you know, people and some of the number one people in other countries, you know, utilizing my information too and in different places to elevate themselves, even in different corporations, you know, around the world that are utilizing the information I am sharing into their corporations and stuff. I think that's fantastic. And I really respect that. I think it's great. At the same time, I want to inspire each and every one of you to continue passing on all of this information to everyone you know. And let's keep it going. Let's pay it forward. You know what I mean? Something better than to help save a person's life or help them have a better life and a better relationship with them, not only themselves, but with their partners, with their family dynamics. And some families will not accept people, and you will not like everyone, and that's okay, and there's nothing wrong with that. It is what it is, but you have to understand your part in it and how to cut people off that you don't want in it anymore, and why, the effects that it will have on you, and the ripple effect on the family. At the same time, what's most important is how you live your life. If someone's harming you, in other words, how to let them go, regardless, is what I'm saying. If it's a family member or coworker or friend or partner, if they're not hurting you, then of course you wouldn't let them go. But let go everyone who's been hurting you, period. That's how that works. Okay? You only elevate yourself. So think about that. It's a proven science. It is what it is. All right. We'll talk more about this later. I hope each and every one of you is having a super fantastic day, night, or morning, depending on what country you're from. And we will talk more with Love Talk with Kira. All right. Have a great night. All right. Night, night.